You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, 5 o'clock on a Friday. Happy hours here, everyone. Glad to have you with us.
I have a question I have to ask you. I'm just running across something on social media. I'm like, okay. Bulldog might know this. I have no idea.
That doesn't have anything to do with the WNBA and...
No, it does not.
Okay.
It has to do with Zach Bryan. Do you know Zach Bryan?
Zach Bryan, Luke Bryan,
Brew
Luke Bryant, Combs.
Right? Like, Zach Bryan, is it? Yeah. I don't know Zach Bryan. I think is he a country singer?
Yeah. I think they all are. But I have trouble keeping the Bryans straight. Anyway, you want to know about which one now? Zach or Luke?
Zach,
okay.
Zach, I don't know the backstory on this. I just happened to read a tweet that he wrote. Someone wrote to him that he's singling out a fan base about something. He said, please understand, I will never play Kansas City. I will never play in Kansas City. And I'm like, what is this all about?
I don't know. I confuse the two of them.
Yeah.
So I don't... One of them had... There was some backstory of like the girlfriend and like mistreatment or something, and maybe she's affiliated with Barstool or something. Like, there's been something there, I think, with one of them, and I should stop talking. That is as far as I can venture into.
Maybe the bullpen can help me out here
in
real time.
What is the
Zach Bryan won't play in Kansas City story? Is it something like really serious? Is it something sports related? Is it something
I don't know.
Related? Yeah. I'm just curious. What is going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Headlines you never thought you'd see. Cryptocurrency company takes credit for sex object tossing on the floor. Where are we? Timeline wise, what is
all
happening?
All of the AI generated Facebook things I'm seeing are just so bad now. They're so unbelievable.
The worst.
And people actually believe them. I mean, they believe them. And I'm like, Josh Allen's adopting babies around the world every day now.
The sports content that I see on my Facebook feed. Yeah, it's borderline criminal because, like, thankfully my parents don't have the internet. If they did and they had Facebook accounts, I feel like every other day my dad would be calling me like, why is Matt Milano yelling at the rookie offensive lineman? I'm like, that's not real, Dad.
Right.
It's not real.
I mean, I saw one the other day, like the training camp is about to open and there's this story and I go on Facebook and I see some AI thing about former Bill Mac Holland says how much he regrets signing with the Patriots. He wants to come back with the Bills. And I'm like, and people are believing it. I'm reading the comments.
No, this isn't real.
This is not real. Like, this is such a random thing to put on there, too, right?
Please stop.
Is this you who wrote he's an Eagles fan? Is that correct? Zach Bryan's an Eagles fan?
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. That solves
that,
it, I guess.
That explains that then. Yeah, he's not a secret Bills fan.
No.
As it turns out.
And it's sports related, apparently. So
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Let's fire it back up. 803-0550 is the number. We do have... let's not forget about reverse AFC Power Rankings. All right.
That's the Mike Schoepp.
That is still all right. There it is.
Gotta make it sound like
ruffle the paper. I love it. But more calls right now. 803-0550 is the number. Let's get Dominic in right now. Hi, Dominic. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hi. How's it going? I'm Dominic.
All right, Dominic. It's nice to talk to you.
So I would like to talk about James Cook not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also not showing up to training. What is that?
Well, he's there, actually. He is with the team. He's taking part in all the meetings and all the things that everybody's doing. The only thing he's not doing, Dominic, is actually practicing because he would like to have a new contract, and the team wants to give him a new contract. They just can't decide on how much that is, and he does not want to get hurt while that's happening because then that would kind of hurt his value. In the meantime, he's also trying to show that, you know, hey, if I'm going to not be on the team, then, you know, you guys, you'll see how valuable I am. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think, buddy?
You know, I personally do not think James Cook is worth $15 million. And if he were worth $15 million, I'd say we trade him. He's not worth it. We could pick up anybody else.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs, I heard, is looking for a new team.
Dominic, here's where I am. If you were to say the phrase "running backs don't matter," I would want to congratulate your parents. probably missed that. It's all right.
My preference is the most important position on the field is QB. Without your QB, you're nothing.
Wow, he is fired
Dominic
up.
Dominic is fired up. All right. Good deal. Love it. All right, good deal, Dominic. Let's go to Kevin up next. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
How you doing? I am calling in regards to, there was an article today on heavy.com in regards to James Cook, and when he came out of college, he was more of a receiving back, almost like a, compared to Alvin Kamara, and why the Bills are not utilizing him in that way, getting him more balls out of the backfield because he's so explosive and in free space. I was wondering, Bulldog or Sal, if you had any opinions on that.
Well, I think James Cook's career has morphed a little bit here since the Bills got him.
Yeah,
he was definitely drafted for that reason.
They pivoted to him when the McKissick thing kind of fell apart, and Brandon Bean, even himself after the draft, referred to him as a sub back, which is basically like third down back. Like he's not my number one guy, and that has changed.
And here's the answer that I would give you, Kevin. James Cook isn't the best pass blocker in the world. So if you put him on the field on third down, there's only so many options you're going to have with him that the defense completely knows, right? Which is James Cook's on the field. Well, I'm blitzing the quarterback and having a opportunity for this back who's smaller and not the best pass protector to get to him, or he's just going out there for a pass route. When you have Ty Johnson back there or even Ray Davis now, it at least gives the defense something else to think about on third down. So it's not as easy for any fan just to look and say, why don't you throw the ball to James Cook out of the backfield more? You could do that on first and second down. That's right. You couldn't do that. He's also a really good running back. What I mean by his career morphing is he's become an excellent running back between the tackles.
Yep.
The Bills see a lot of lighter boxes, less guys in the box because teams have to respect Josh Allen, what he has to do throwing the ball. That's James Cook time, right? So I think all of this is a part of the puzzle and a part of the pie. Whatever article you read is not incorrect. They drafted him to be a third down receiving back. But to be a receiving back, a lot of times that includes making sure you're catching the ball on third down. Well, to do that, you have to be on the field on third down, and they don't trust him as much to
be a good pass blocker
to
be on third down. Right. So, yeah, and that sort of going back to Dominic's call about, you know, the contract demands, like that's where the disconnect, I think, lies. Like the Bills, I think, should, I certainly do, I would advocate for them wanting to use their backfield and the personnel there almost exactly like they did last year. And so that limits how much Cook is going to be on the field, 47 or 48% of the snaps last year, because of this third down thing. Like, as Josh Allen, on one hand, the other day, is talking about how much they love James Cook and want to see everybody get their money and we understand what's going on, he also will tell you he thinks Ty Johnson, you know, say what you will about this, is the best third down back in the league. So, yep. Like, your quarterback is telling you both things. Like, we certainly want James Cook here, but he's also telling you we value the guy that plays that third down role enough for me to call him the best third down back in the league. I don't want to change. I don't want to see the Bills change any single thing about how they handle their backfield reps. I think it's a perfect system. The problem for James Cook is he's not going to be given the opportunity to demonstrate he can handle that third down stuff because there's somebody entrenched there. I mean, they re-signed Ty Johnson. They didn't let him go in free agency. They prioritized him enough to get him back here. So that is just naturally going to limit the amount of money they should want to pay him. If they're not going to use him like, say, the Rams are using Kyren Williams or the Eagles are using Saquon Barkley, those are two very different players, by the way. Barkley is elite at almost everything he does. Kyren Williams, I don't think I would want him over James Cook if I were putting my football team together, but he is more versatile. He's more trusted. He's on the field more. He plays all three downs for the Rams. He's close to 90% snap share, which is almost twice what Cook is. So, and he didn't get anywhere near no $15 million. He got 11 a year and 23 guaranteed. So the sweet spot for Cook has got to be more in that range, yeah, than it is up in the mid-teens, I would say. And so I don't know. How are you feeling as we go through this hold-in process about Cook and about, I don't know, is there optimism getting a deal done? I have not sensed any sort of change in the Bills' position. I think they'd like to do something, but it's got to be at a number that they're going to want to live with. And we haven't gotten close enough yet. So, I don't know. Like, well, are you sensing something in the air there that could come?
I don't think imminently, but I do think there's motivation on both sides to get something done. Like, I'll read you a tweet we got a little while ago, all right? This is a tweet from AD. It says, Sal and Bulldog, it's clear from Bean's remarks he dislikes holdouts in principle. Yeah, or hold-ins, I guess. This is his first. You know, he said, what did he say with Jeremy and Joe? 9 years here, it's the first time this has happened.
Right.
It's disappointing for me. And he takes pride, right?
Sure.
That's prideful, no doubt about it. He said, so how can he turn around and reward Cook with a new contract? It would set precisely the precedent he wants to avoid. I don't think it's about that. It's not about rewarding James Cook and saying, oh, and then he said if he does, he would cave. I think this is agent-driven. This is James Cook. I think the Bills feel James Cook is probably getting bad advice, that he should have not handled it this way. They're not happy with it, but that's not personal against James Cook. So AD or anybody else, any contract James Cook gets, I don't think it's caving. I think it's, hey, let's try to work something out, but it takes two to make this work out.
Yep.
I don't think Brandon Bean is about to just give everything that James Cook and his agent want. They need James Cook and his agent to want to come together on some sort of deal. I think there's motivation on both sides. They want to get this done. How long it lasts, how long it goes, I'm not really sure. It's a great question, but I don't think it's just got to be black and white that one side has to give into the other. It has to be both sides thinking, let's try to find some middle ground here, which I think at least from what I look at, the way the Bills are trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Caving. I mean, it's the NFL,
right?
This happens, right? The Bills have had, like Bean said earlier this week, the smoothest trip in this regard you could have for all these years here. It stands to reason that eventually someone is not going to just take the first deal that gets thrown in front of them. And, you know, I don't think that it would set a bad precedent. That regardless of what's going on with James Cook, there will probably be another one of these someday, somewhere, somehow. It's just stands to reason. I mean, it's just business in the NFL. Guys have that opportunity. Like, it's just, we're so far from the he's got a contract, shut up and play. Like, I mean, that's been gone for 20 years. You know, I just feel like people that come out with that kind of a take have not been paying attention to the way the business is done in the league. I mean, theoretically, of course, I understand what you're saying. Yes, the person signed that piece of paper and made that deal, but they get torn up and done over all the time.
How come How come I never hear the other side where people say, well, the team signed a deal, they should honor it when a guy gets cut?
Right, right.
You can get cut in the NFL.
Right.
Team signed a deal, they can cut you. So anybody who says, shut up and play, you signed a contract. Well, do you think the same thing about a team that signed a contract but cuts a player after 2 years? I mean, let's take Bale and Spector. They signed a contract, a four-year contract. He hasn't been able to perform and be on the field. Mm-hmm. They released him. I don't hear one Bills fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And saying the Bills should they should honor that contract.
That wasn't fair.
That wasn't fair. They signed him. Right? That's not how it works.
That's the way the game is. 803-0550 is the number. Thank you for the call. Greg is next up. Hi, Greg. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
Good. Thanks.
I just want to give my opinion on why I think that Cook is having such a hard time signing the contract that he wants. It's just a change of the game over the past 20 years. You know, a running back years ago, Thurman Thomas type guy, could be on the field three downs, you know. But mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley, those guys don't exist anymore. It's very, very rare. So the change in the game and having a guy that's an elite athlete at a running back position that can actually go out into the field but also be a pass protection guy, it's very, very rare. And I think the root cause of that is because college football and the NFL are so different. It's just you have the lines and the interior of the game. You have much more strength, much more power, and I don't think a lot of guys can make that transition. That's my opinion.
All right. Good weekend. Thank you for the call, Greg. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, man, you mentioned Thurman Thomas there. And I don't know how much you've ever talked to Thurman Thomas about the amount of pride he took in his pass blocking. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that was he was fierce about it.
Yes.
I sat it's one of my favorite stories ever. It's story time with Uncle Bulldog,
sure.
Okay? I'm not sure if I've ever told you this or maybe you've heard it over the years. My first or second training camp covering the team down in Fredonia, like I was like you going down there. I was doing my nighttime show, 5 hours working out of like a construction trailer on campus. But we lived down there Monday to Friday. I would go home on the weekends, and it was like a month, right? And so, you know, going into town on a Wednesday night after a day of work, I'd get done at 11 o'clock. And I went out one time with Vip Carucci and Leo Roth. Leo worked with the DNC, covering the Bills on the beat. And the three of us went out, and we went to, you know, the popular spot in Fredonia. And at the time, I think Vic had already written a book with Jim Kelly or was working on a book with Jim Kelly. Either way, Vic sort of fell in. We went into this bar, and there's a Kelly group, like him and his brothers and Alex Van Pelt at the bar. And Vic sort of fell in with them and left Leo and I sitting at the bar at the end of a long line of people, right? And at the elbow of the bar, like sort of ruling over the whole thing, are sitting Bruce and Thurman, right? And they keep buying shots for like a line of people that ends with Leo and myself, right? And after like maybe the third time the bartender poured us the drinks, maybe the fourth time Thurman yelled out, "Shots again," right down the line, the bartender stopped when he got to me and said back to Thurman, like yelled back to Thurman, are you sure, like who are these guys? Are you sure you want them in on this? And Thurman in this packed bar yelled out, do I know who that is? That's the blankety blanking bulldog. And I was like, this is the coolest moment of my adult life right now. Like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Right? So the night winds on. Eventually, Kelly and that group, they leave. And I think Vic left with them to go somewhere else. And Leo and I are sitting there, and it's getting late, and it's closing time. And we end up sitting at that corner of the bar with Thurman and Bruce for, like, I don't know, an hour maybe after closing. And the two of them talking, and Thurman talking about pass blocking, and Bruce complaining about guys going low.
Yeah.
And Thurman being like, dude, you weigh 280 pounds. I'm taking your knees out. Like, it was so animated. It was so awesome. And he was just not having it. Like, I don't care that you're worried about getting hurt. I got to get you on the ground. That's it. It was such a cool moment to be sitting there with the two of them like
that's
that.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Such a cool memory.
You know, for the caller, that's right. The game has changed like that, right? Whereas you the game is played way differently where you don't have these.
You can't block like that anymore.
That's right. And you don't have these workhorse backs. And a lot of times you don't have guys that are generally on the field all the time. It's the same thing on defense a lot. There's nickel defense. There's dime defense.
Right.
When we grew up, there was some of that. Some teams played it more, but it was pretty much 11 guys on the field, the same guys all the time, right?
Right.
That's the way it was played.
Right.
The game just changes.
Yeah, your base
yes,
defense was
100%.
That, yeah.
4-3. You're probably not four guys and three, or three guys and four, and go to town.
Third and 15, here comes nickel or dime.
That's right.
But that was pretty infrequent. I bet if you go back and look at the splits of like snap share and that kind of thing,
yep.
Whoever the nickel and dime guys were probably played 10% of the snaps or something like that.
Even so much as, do we ever even say strong safety or free safety anymore?
It's just safeties,
ever?
Right?
It's just safety.
Right. Thanks for the call. Aziz is up next. Hello. Thank you for calling. You're on WGR.
Hello. Thank you guys for taking my call. I kind of want to offer like a counter argument as to why, like, you know, James Cook is valuable. I know you guys don't debate that he isn't valuable, but I mean, like, I was looking at the highlights for the Chiefs game, and like he, you know, like that lunge, that play where he took that hit and lunged into the end zone.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Amazing.
Don't you think, I've said this a few times, if they make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl last year, there's a statue of James Cook outside the stadium.
With that pose.
Right, with that one, the left arm on the ground reaching the ball. Yeah. Like, it's an all-time moment.
I don't know how long I have for the call, but, like, you know, I think he is. He's one of the elite backs in the NFL, and, like, honestly, like, our offense after Brian Daboll left kind of sputtered, you know, and he kind of helped with the revitalization of the offense, you know, like, he adds a lot of value. Like, I was listening, like, they said we run the ball, like, 50%, you know, of the time, and, like, you know, he, like you guys said, he has become, like, a more of a complete back, and, you know, I just think, the passing game is, you know, awesome, but also, like, you know, we need to lean on that, like, especially in the playoffs, and especially like you said, when the teams don't stack the box, you know, I think he's worth the money. You know,
Aziz, here's what I could offer you though. Okay, everything you're saying is right. I don't even think Brandon Bean would argue with you. The question is, how much is that worth relative to what you're paying the rest of your team and a $50 million quarterback, and comparably to the top running backs in the league who are getting paid like Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, and Derrick Henry are all the only guys making $15 million or more. I don't think Brandon Bean would argue with a darn word you just said, to be quite honest with you, Aziz. I think that what the argument is how much is that actually worth, though? Is that $15 million? Is it $10 million? Comparable to the league and how we structure our team.
Yeah. I really hope they work it out. Because, you know, again, I think he's a valuable piece to the team.
Yep. And,
you know,
no doubt.
You know, I mean, like people say his attitude. I think he's just.
No,
like,
anybody saying anything about attitude to me is just nonsense. Yeah. It's sort of like we were just talking a few minutes ago before you called, Aziz, about, you know, it's just antiquated. Like to hold it against a player trying to get the money when they can get the money is just it's just very old school, and it's just not the way the game works now. Thanks a lot for the call, man. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll hit a timeout. reverse AFC power rankings? Anyone? You got a paper to rustle there?
I do.
Okay, let's fire it up. I gotta get it off the wall.
Some sort of NFC ranking is on here. Do you guys do NFC rankings?
Occasionally, yeah. So okay. don't misplace that. Mike has a filing system over there, which mostly is just like
throwing stuff over there.
Yeah, that's the filing system. All right, he's Sal Capaccio in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. You're listening.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.